With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A bit weaker, but still plenty powerful and very dangerous. The status of the storm expected to slam Florida as soon as tomorrow.
Hurricane Milton has been downgraded to a Category 4 storm after becoming a Category 5 on Monday. But forecasters warn that the storm still poses an extremely dangerous threat to Florida. Almost all of Florida's west coast is under a hurricane warning. Milton could come ashore on Wednesday in the Tampa Bay region, which has not experienced a direct hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. Scientists do expect Milton to weaken slightly before landfall. I'm Donna Water.
Georgia's abortion ban bans a procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy will be in effect for now. That's the ruling of the Georgia Supreme Court. The court ruled the law in effect while a challenge to the statute proceeds. Also at SRNnews.com, another high-ranking Hezbollah commander is killed in an Israeli airstrike.
The military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials, destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two pioneers in the field of artificial intelligence have won the Nobel Prize in Physics. John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton have been awarded the prize today for discoveries and inventions that form the building blocks of machine learning. Hinton says that while AI is revolutionizing the way we work and the way we live, it also creates new threats to humankind. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 61 points higher. This is SRN News. It's 4 weeks to Election Day. Will you be voting?
Everybody knows Christians in this country are politically active, but in fact, they're not as active as you might think. Numerous polls have indicated that despite their reputation for turning out on Election Day, several million self-identified Christians never show up at all, no matter what's at stake. Evangelical leaders are urging those folks to vote this November, pointing out that in a close election, like this one is expected to be, a couple million votes would make all the difference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is taking up the case of an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is a heterosexual. The justices have agreed to review an appellate ruling that upheld the dismissal of the discrimination lawsuit filed by the woman, Marlene Ames, against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Ames, who has worked for the department for 20 years, contends she was passed over for a promotion and demoted because she is not gay. This is SRN News. Punishment meted out in a tragic case out of Michigan.
A man whose loaded, unlocked shotgun was used in the accidental death of his 5-year-old grandson has been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for violating Michigan's new gun storage law. Judge Robert Springstead called the shooting a tragedy that was 100% avoidable. The boy's 6-year-old cousin got access to the weapon in the western Michigan home. Carl Robart will be eligible for parole after 38 months. A similar case against his wife remains pending. Michigan firearms must be locked up when children are present. The consequences for a violation depend on the details and whether someone is wounded or killed. I'm Norman Hall.
A canyoneer has died after accidentally falling between 150 and 200 feet in Zion National Park in southeast Utah. National Park Service officials say the 40-year-old man died on Saturday evening. More details at SRNnews.com.